Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Uncharted. Hello guys, it is me, KCMY, with Michael Newman here and Sean, and we're talking shit about Uncharted. Alright, so first things first, we're gonna go off the plot, we're gonna fire it off. Worth it?
I think it was worth it. I think it's a good treasure hunt movie.
Definitely a good treasure hunt movie, I gotta agree. Nerd part of me technically hates it because it doesn't live with the video game at all. It just goes off on its own little tangent. But at the same time, it gives us like bits and pieces of what the video game is. And it's kind of exciting. So, yeah. I agree. Honestly, I do like it.
Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
I don't know how to feel about it because I'm not really a fan of the game. I literally started playing like the very first 20 to 30 minutes on the PlayStation Now. And my network was so bad I couldn't play it for a while. But I feel like I read that it was this movie was a prequel to the games. So, but why would they include something from the second or third game, that whole plane scene, into a prequel? That's what I'm asking. They only did that for fan service. That's how I feel about it. It's like, I understand you're calling it Uncharted, but make it something else without including those segments from the game to kind of build up to that eventually.
I mean, right.
That's what I always think they should have did, because that's the only reason why that movie sailed, because of that little reference at the plane scene.
And Tom Holland coming off fresh off of his Spider-Man No Way Home fame. No Way Home? Far From Home?
Well, yeah. No Way Home.
No Way Home.
In this one, there was No Way Home. In the last one, he could have gotten home. He was just far from it.
Yeah. Spider monkey.
Well, he technically was home,
but it wasn't our home, new home that forgot about him.
And now he's not home. He has Olivia's.
And then he was like, "Fuck being Spider Man. I'm Nathan Drake now." So the acting, Tati Gabrielle. I love her fucking work.
Is that Chloe?
No, it's the other chick with Braddock.
She was scary.
She's scary as shit. She fucking owned
so
that.
Scary.
Is she the bad guy?
Woman? She's the bad guy. She was the one with the knife.
She ended up being the main villain. She killed all the other villains. It was like, I'm the main villain now, bitches.
Yeah.
Which is, like I said, it runs in the vein of like what the video game was. Because that's like the third one. That's the third video game where Marlo is like, I like you. Now I shall poison you. Oh my god. Acting is on point. I dig it. I don't like Mark Wahlberg as Sully. Let's just be honest.
He's too young.
He's way too fucking young.
Oh, Sully, I know in the game, Sully? He was old.
Yeah.
Sully's supposed to be old?
He's supposed to be like
50 or 40, 60, nearly 60.
And okay. I get that it's a prequel, but it's also like, you could have chose somebody else. You could have gone with... Damn, you technically could
have... Willem Dafoe.
You could have gone with Willem Dafoe.
That would have been terrible.
Actually, you know what? You're right. He's too skinny and he's too, like, awkward. You know who would have really would have made it a really great one? If they, like, younged up his face? Ron Perlman. Or wait, no. Scratch that. Fucking scratch that. Yeah. David Harbour.
Okay, I guess he probably could have done it. I mean, he did Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
So,
I think it's fine.
I think there was enough of... Why does he have to be that old? There just needs to be a decent age gap.
He has to be 50 at least.
There just needs to be an age gap between Nathan and Sully.
Well, you're right. I mean, there was like a reputable age gap when Sully first met Nathan Drake.
Wahlberg is in his 40s. I mean, I want to look it up. I don't know exactly how old he is.
I think he's close to 50.
Like. But like he's was close to 50.
So what? You just said 50s. He's close to 50.
Right.
That's close enough.
The whole thing was like when he looks young and it's like
he works out.
That's the point. That's the point. Sully didn't walk out. He had a belly on him.
Yeah, even as a young dude.
Who wants to see that in a movie? Who wants a fat dude running around pirate ships in a movie?
But, like, the whole thing was, is, like, he was just like a... He was like... Okay, so he's, like, General MacArthur if he didn't have an army. He's basically General MacArthur if he didn't have a fucking army. And he smokes cigars all the fucking time. And he always says, goddamn.
In the video games.
In the video games. Okay. His nickname is Victor Goddamn Sullivan. This is all he fucking does. He's like, God damn it, kid, I'm too old for this shit. But I know how to fly a plane. Like, that's his fucking
rated?
Game.
I'm sorry, how's the game rated, though? Is the game rated M?
Or mature?
Mature?
No.
It's either T or M.
I think it's rated T.
Okay, so it's
rated I think T. M is... I think it just went rated M when it turned into Thief's End. Because so, then that shit got dark.
So T is equivalent to PG-13 in the film. And M is rated to, like, R. So, this movie was PG-13, right?
Yeah.
This movie is definitely PG-13. Sean is looking it up.
I'm looking up Mark Wahlberg. He was born in 1971.
You looking up Mark... You still out here defending this motherfucker.
He's
defending Marky. I punched someone and threw them down the steps, Wahlberg. Not no Victor goddamn... You know what? I'll take Patrick Stewart as Victor goddamn Sullivan.
Guys, no. You need somebody... They wanted somebody that could do the stunts, okay? Mark Wahlberg does his own stunts, I'm pretty sure. Don't you want someone in this movie that can do their own stunts?
Tom Holland does stunts?
I don't like seeing old dudes in action movies. It's boring and it doesn't look fun, and I feel bad for them. They're gonna hurt themselves. I'm worried about them.
Does Scully do any action in the game, though? Because I know in the first game he saves... Nathan Drake from, like, when you're being ambushed on the boat.
Actually, he does. I think you're right. Because then that's how I felt about Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford being called all the way back to do Crystal Skull. That shit was hard to watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, people are mad that that Harrison Ford is still doing those movies and he's super old, but now you want somebody else just as old to do your Uncharted movie?
Gotta make up your mind.
Actually, you know what? I would have watched it if it was Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is definitely somebody who would have done his own stunts, and he does have an age gap.
Because, I mean, his new movie...
Look at this, y'all, if you can see Sean's face, he's really trying to not go with it.
I can see him. Just imagine him shooting the bad guys with the treasure.
I would fucking believe him.
Stupid.
If you could get him to drop his accent, holy shit.
Okay, I need you to, one, listen to my instructions precisely.
God damn it, kid. And give him a goddamn cigar. It's sold.
Because he did 18.
And give him a mustache. Holy fuck. Right.
He did 18 good. 18.
He does 8.
Okay, here's the difference, guys. Here's the difference.
All right.
What about Brady Cooper?
Liam Neeson doesn't sell tickets anymore. Sorry. He's not a list. Mark Wahlberg right now is killing it. Okay. Liam Neeson is not. They want
it because of Transformers.
He's not as.
It's not because of Transformers.
Michael Bay.
What are you talking about? No. How many movies was Mark Wahlberg in like the past year? I mean, he's in a Priest movie right now. He was in Infinity.
He was in Infinity.
Yeah, and he was in.
But then again, who the fuck saw Infinity?
Well, people that have Paramount Plus.
I guess so.
He's in a movie called Stew something.
Which kind of feels hella predictable. Like he's a gangster who probably like got in too hard in the criminal world, so he needed to hide in the church.
Oh my god, they should definitely.
And then he becomes a part of the Man of the Cloth, so then you actually believe him to be a priest. But then he's a priest that'll beat the shit out of you. It feels that fucking predictable. I'm not even gonna cap. But then again, this is the podcast where I am the guy that will eat my words when I watch a review. You know what I mean? Because I also want to watch some really good stories. Anywho, I accept Sully with Mark Wahlberg because then he did eventually get his mustache. And it's like, you know what? I can see it.
I don't know why I was defending him because I don't like his acting. I don't like the banter.
What?
I didn't like the banter between him and Tom Holland.
It feels way too planned. It feels deadpan between the two of them.
I don't know. The dumbest part is where where so they're trying they've got the two they're trying to unlock the crosses, right? And they asked Sully, hey, how do we do it? Do we do clockwise, counterclockwise? And he's like, clockwise. And they make arrows shoot out. And they're like, what are you, clockwise? What happened? He's like, well, you gotta be careful, man. I don't have my glasses on. I'm okay, like, what is going on?
Do you know National Treasure? Why is he
mad?
Yeah.
That had more thought in the puzzles than this movie. This movie, they literally just do one or two things, and then all of a sudden the door just opens, and they're in a dance studio.
Okay, now that technically I have to disagree there.
Okay.
Kind of.
How did they get into a
dance? Okay, we'll see. We'll check it out. With National Treasure, I see where you're going with this. So with National Treasure, those puzzles were really thought out. But then Nicolas Cage also ended up in a fucking gift shop trying to buy the actual American Constitution for the same price of buying the printed one.
He should have been
scolded. So like that shit was pretty funny. You know, it makes sense. And then I could technically buy the fact that, I don't know, Europe would randomly find the tomb or a little mausoleum underground, and instead of respecting the dead, they turn that shit into a club. I could see that. Okay. That makes sense, but it's like, yeah, I could see that. I could see where you're saying where it just felt a little simple. Because then you're playing it in the games, and the shit is hard as fuck. Like, I remember, like, just, like, mental sweating it out and, like, rage quitting a couple times before I gave up and watched it on YouTube to find the answer.
I mean, that's how I play video games. That's why I don't play video games that often, because that's literally...
Assassin's Creed was like that for a while for me. I had to YouTube it. That shit was quick at that time. But I remember there was a puzzle, so I didn't play Uncharted for like, I didn't play it no longer than 30 minutes. But I had that one puzzle at the very beginning that was hard, where you had to kind of knock down all four pillars.
Yeah.
And I got frustrated at one point. I was like, okay, this is me YouTube this, because I'm not about to, because my connection was really bad on PlayStation Now, and eventually I couldn't play it because I just can't play it. Because my connection, but
shit, that's what I did with Batman. That's what I'm
talking about. Like, why in movies do they have to literally,
like, spoon feed
you, like you're a baby? Like, it should be like National Treasure, kind of like how, you know, like they did the bell scene.
Yeah,
that was like you can tell they put creativity in the writing. They tied the bell with the presidents and everything, and the presidents were keeping some secret, and then all of a sudden it has this underground water thing that ends up being this labyrinth. That does, I forgot what exactly, but that movie of National Treasure 1 and 2, I think was one of Nick Cage's best movies because of how they sold the whole treasure finding mystery puzzle solving thing.
Yeah.
I felt like that's what Uncharted should be.
It's basically about, it's about history.
History.
Of course.
For sure.
But
Uncharted, and I was also going to, like, in that same vein, Saw. Like, the early versions of Saw made you fucking think, bro.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, you were stuck in there thinking to yourself, like, first of all, I don't want to be in this situation, but yo, where is the key? Do let it go down the drain in the very first part of it. You know what I mean? Like Saw had some thought to their puzzles until people started piecing together slowly who the hell was supposed to be to blame and who the fuck John Kramer was until we eventually figured the fuck out.
He's lying now the whole time, playing this.
Right. Crazy. You know what I mean? Sure. Give some thought. So, you know what I mean?
It's true. So look, guys, this movie, it is. So you're saying it's more of an action movie
than it was an Indiana Jones. It's still Jones
a treasure hunting movie. Still but a treasure hunting movie. There is more action than there is solving puzzles. But there's still treasure. They still find it.
They still find it, and yeah, again,
it could have been if they put in more puzzles, it would have been longer.
Could I ask you this? How do y'all feel that is compared to the Tomb Raider that came out in 2018?
You don't want that many puzzles in that one.
That wasn't that many puzzles, but like I felt
that
like
was next to nothing but action at that point.
I don't know how to feel about that one, because okay, so I'm not trying to talk about with Tomb Raider, but like Tomb Raider compared to Uncharted, because they're both similar games to where you climb and do parkour and find treasure.
It wasn't action as in like one like shooting or fighting. It was a survival movie.
Oh, okay. Like the game. The first game was a survival movie.
And that's like the game, too. You know, the game is all about, like, oh, can I get... I'm falling down a waterfall. That sucks.
Yeah, that
part was... You know, I'm trying to cross this plane. Oh, it broke.
And I saw on YouTube how, like, I've been saying that people want exact duplicate, but then somebody said, so fans, people don't want an exact duplicate because they can literally just play the game. Play the
game again. Yeah. They just want, watch the cutscenes.
They want a merge of that, but with something kind of different. And, like, because you don't want to give them, you kind of go half and half, but you got to have a balance. That's kind of how the first Sonic was. And it's kind of a balance between the TV shows and the game, but they're kind of mashing them together in like a balanced way to where you can respect the character, but you don't feel like you're in a game the entire time.
Yeah, here's another analogy. Superhero movies, people are all like, oh, why didn't you just do an adaptation of this episode from this cartoon I liked when I was a kid? Like, no. Just watch that episode again. Like, that's, like, really, that's not interesting or fun.
I get it.
Why would a screenwriter want to do that? Why would you hire a screenwriter to be like, hey, play this game and then just write dialogue? Like,
I mean, they did that shit with Harry Potter, and when they hired Steve Kovacs to like semi butcher the series. But then, like, it was hard to, like, kind of pair it up when you're the person who read all the books to find out, like, little bits and pieces, like, that were dropped away were actually pretty important, and they were hard to, like, kind of tie back to the story. Mm. Like, the biggest thing in Harry Potter is the fact that Fred and George only got their joke shop because Harry actually had winnings from the Triwizard Tournament.
And that wasn't in the movie, was it?
It wasn't.
Okay. I remember reading that. Yeah, he gave them the winnings.
He gave them his winnings. So then they ended up building up a joke shop, which then turned into like a really nice profitable business for them. Harry ends up being like a chief investor to like one of the biggest joke shops in the Wizarding World. But then somehow that joke shop ends up helping Draco Malfoy escape and recreate the whole new Black Dark Ages in the Wizarding World altogether. Because then he ends up buying like the Peruvian like powder of darkness or what have you, and like it fooled these other people and they couldn't even shoot spells into it. I'm getting mad specific. But it's like, I remember that like being like a really pivotal part of plot. And like when you drop little tidbits of that I think that's where I'm coming from. It's like, maybe I don't necessarily want like the exact same thing that I played in the video game, but I want bits and pieces that made the video game great. And you don't have to have every iota or detail.
Yeah.
You just needed the key parts in order to retell a really great story to get everyone interested in it. And they're like, and it would kind of create the conversation of like, huh, so is this what the video games were like? And it's like, yeah. So then all of a sudden your parents are playing video games with you trying to figure out, was it like the movie or not? And it like creates an interesting thing. Yeah. Instead, it creates like a weird debate, which happened to me, personal story.
About, so this is how what you do with your time? No wonder you're into this.
And right.
Because they blame you for like, because like video games can make you procrastinate like crazy.
Yeah.
And you're in college or high school and you're playing these games and like, why are you constantly failing or staying up late? And then they go see this movie and you're like, this is what my son has been doing. Oh, now I understand.
Now I understand. You know what? That F was worth it. Like,
I get it.
Yeah. But it's 6 years too late, Mom. I'm a loser in your basement. Like, on some real shit. Like, yeah, I mean, you could have, like, I would have, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And I guess it's like, that's where I come from with Uncharted. It's not, it kind of fucks with me because I also look at Mark Wahlberg and I can't help but think of him from The Other Guys and fucking, it's him from The Other Guys, Four Brothers,
yeah.
Him from like fucking Entourage. He was in Entourage.
What about Italian Job?
Those are his Italian performances that stick out to you. That's when you think about Wahlberg, that's what you think of right away.
Always action based. Like,
well, he's always action based. He always has like this Boston accent. He's always like chill as fuck until like things like go left.
Yeah,
I think Other Guys is where he like had some like deviation because they made him do ballet.
Is he like, he's kind of like an Italian? Like, he kind of sounds Italian.
He sounds like an Italian.
Like he's a mafia. Like. Kind of like how we're supposed to go left. What are you, nuts?
Right. You know, like he sounds like James Gandolfini's son. Like,
his adopted son. He should be in son. The Godfather kind of sort of.
Should have been in the Godfather remake. Like, seriously.
Kind of like, I saw the movie for Sopranos, the prequel to that.
Saints of New York,
and I'm thinking.
Mark should have been in that.
Mark should have been there. He has a very good Italian accent.
He could have blended in that bitch. No, fuck
He could be like a kind of like a.
Hey Tony, how's it going?
You like doing a Scarface kind of character, you know, like not exactly, but like a friend of Scarface or something. Like if they would do a.
How you doing?
I don't know. We make a Scarface. He could be like an influence.
I think the other thing I hated about this Sully was that he didn't have like a bad Hawaiian shirt.
He didn't have one in the last scene.
He had a cat.
Yeah, and he had a fucking cat.
Where'd that come?
Where the fuck did the cat come from?
He had all these apps on his phone. Like, where did that come from? You got Tinder. What is wrong? Oh my god, Facebook and all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand. Are you guys upset at these funny jokes that aren't from the video game? They're jokes that they added in. You know, the screenwriters have, you know, a creative freedom that allows them to be creative and add in their own jokes and details.
I tell you what. I tell you what. I feel that frustration. I tell you what, I did like some of them. I like the jokes where Sully has all of his apps open and one of them happens to be Tinder.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm happy with the fact that Sully is the one dude that keeps trying to tell Nathan Drake to stop fucking drinking. And it's funny because Sully is the one who does the drinking and runs off with the alcohol. And it's hilarious because now it's like Nate is this young kid who works as a bartender and he can't keep his fucking mouth off a bottle.
I do like how Nathan Drake just slick steals from people. Like
he steals from everyone.
He steals from that girl, like you know, like when he says it's on daddy's money. Like that got to me when he said that, because that's how I'd be thinking about a lot of people, like that are privileged. He'd be thinking like, oh no, it doesn't matter. It's on daddy's money anyway.
Right.
Like, well, it just takes.
Or when
a
Nathan
watch.
Like steals his fucking wallet. Or when he's like telling Nathan to not put his hand up to his ear like he's in the goddamn movies, like that is funny.
Like
I'll hand it to him.
He does it again, I think.
Or when he like roasts Nate every single time for falling for Chloe, which is hilarious because it's
whole
like,
well,
he was
so like, his
friend.
Doing this all
it's
my
like,
life.
She's and, your friend, dude. Why are you being such a dick?
I mean, there's that
about your friend. Like,
it's like I'm gonna watch
like,
you.
It's not,
I'm gonna
not
come
like,
down there for my cross.
It's not like they both just met. If they both just met, then you could make fun of him for falling for this girl. It is like she's your friend. Stop being such a dick.
I kind of have something to say about how they meet at the bar. The way they talk is kind of like they, like the actors knew each other for a while. And
yeah.
I wanted the characters to be like they just met. Act like people that just met. Don't be like, well, you know, if you're going to still do this, like,
well,
don't act so cool with them.
But then he knows Chloe.
Oh, okay.
And he does know Chloe, and Chloe knows Nate's brother.
Yeah, but you don't know Nate. It's like, you know of
right,
Nate,
but
you don't know, like, enough to, like, honestly be like, okay, I still need to kind of be careful because this guy, because anybody can change in the amount of time.
Yeah.
You still have to be kind of precautions of how you approach somebody. He just kind of like chilling out at the bar like, I know you, kid, man. I know you like.
Well, no, it's because he's trying to manipulate him.
True. That part.
To manipulate somebody, you act like you know them.
And I guess that's just the dramatic in me, like, going in that vein. Like,
yeah.
I totally dig that part about Mark Wahlberg being Sully. He's constantly playing him.
Yes. He's, you.
Yeah.
He's constantly testing him. You have to act. When you want to con somebody, you act like you're best friends. You act like you've known them for years, even if you haven't, it's an act.
Yeah,
for sure, I agree. So there was funny jokes, and there are like really great aspects to Mark Wahlberg Sully. Mark Wahlberg Sully that I really liked. I love Chloe.
Yes.
Definitely love Chloe. She's a knockout.
I wish she had a better ending.
What about Antonio Banderas' character? I feel like, I mean,
well, he was fucked
fine.
From the start.
He just died right away.
He was also predictably bad. Not like bad as in acting, but he's predictably steel-veined antagonist.
I didn't expect him to die so quick. I thought he was going to be at the end.
Yeah, but then I also didn't. And speaking of his death, I didn't even realize how much of a wimp he really was when you put it together.
Well, he's a rich dude.
Yeah.
All he's got is money. He pays people to be tough for him.
Yeah. It's like that guy that said a Scottish welcome, and I found it funny because Tom Holland is Scottish. So naturally, he should understand what he was saying.
Come
but
on, that was funny.
That was funny.
He's like, I still don't understand you, dude. You're Scottish.
He's like, proper Scottish welcome. Like,
no, I
what?
What you're saying.
It's perfect.
It is funny. Even in the trailer, that was funny. He's like, what?
That shit is perfect. Oh my god. Costuming. I love I love the. Okay.
Yeah.
Costuming, hands down, best on a video game. movie ever.
Wasn't he dressed just like Nathan Drake in the game?
That's what I'm there saying. You walk into that. Thank you. Thank you, writers of Uncharted. Fuck y'all, but thank you.
The one thing, yeah.
Because then he went from, like, being, like, this little kid in sneakers to, like, I'm Nathan motherfucking Drake.
I've got this cool...
I got my gunsling.
Yeah.
I know how to target. I can shoot my angles.
I know.
Fuck
well,
you.
I know how cannon works.
Yeah.
I know how the cannon works. I didn't even think it would work. I literally thought they were going to smack into each other.
What about the whole plane scene, like... I don't know. I've watched it on YouTube, like a comparison, but like he says, "Oh, come on!" And the whole
smacking into him. That shit's perfect.
But this slow motion and they're talking while they're falling like
that was shot really well. Really?
That's the part that's really about the game that the game did. Like you jump out of a plane with no parachute, and these motherfuckers are having a whole conversation in free fall.
And then she just dives like. Hold on, and she just goes forward, and you know, I'm like, man.
The one thing that I think is hella inaccurate is how Nate, like, jumps toward one of the fucking crates, and he fully hits his head, and he's still conscious. Yeah, yeah, like, what the fuck?
But the other guys are falling off and stuff. Like, they get hit, and they're like, ah!
That shit is always funny. Like, every time you shot one of them motherfuckers, they just... But they die
thing.
Funny.
Well, that's kind of
reminds
me
of Saints
Row.
There's a moment in Saints Row the third game when you like you're jumping down from a parachute and you have to shoot at the bad guys, and you know that kind of that whole scene reminds me of that Saints Row the third. It's at the beginning.
Course. Or like when but, like you know that and fucking you watch action movies and you watch them, you watch the protagonist get into a fight with a random bad guy and then they're like. He throws the bad guy onto some train tracks, and you hear the little scream. And,
yeah,
that shit is also funny.
It's called. I forgot what it's called. They use it a lot.
Wilhelm scream.
Wilhelm scream.
It's constant. Like,
Where's the one in this movie?
There was one in this movie. Okay.
There was at least. There's gotta be at least one.
It showed up twice. Sully like knocked the fuck out of somebody with his bag of gold. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean at the end when he...
The ships.
He's like, no, not this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, fucking, my gold.
Yeah, not
and
my
he
gold.
Fucking slaps him
and
with
then,
it.
Like, and then freaking Nathan just pulls it out of his butt. Like the gold he was pulling out of his pants or shirt or whatever was way too big to be hiding whatever he was hiding it.
Yeah. And I love their banter at the end. Like, it just felt natural in the end.
You're right. In the end, it wasn't that annoying. But towards the middle, it was annoying.
Like it's like having a forced comedy hour. It's like Spirals, the Book of Saw, with Chris Rock.
Oh, right,
yeah. Yeah, like, Chris Rock as a comedian in horror is, like, funny, but then not, because it's, like...
It's not memorable.
It's memorable, but it's, like... Nigga, can you just solve the mystery? Like, can you just solve... Solve who's doing this? Stop throwing jokes. But I will admit, like, even some of those jokes had me laughing. Like, I watched that a couple days back. Where he was talking to Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson was his dad in that movie. He's like, man, we live in the same building, Pop. I walked out one day and you gave me the head nod up. Like, we were two random dudes in the mall. Like... That shit was fucking...
Yeah.
But yeah, anywho. Costuming, I love it. I loved it for the fact that they finally dressed Nate. The musical score, definitely, like, predictably awesome. Cinematography?
That was, like I said, the plane scene was really good. The very beginning, I think you didn't see that very beginning scene. The very beginning starts with... The plane scene. I think there was a really cool POV shot where we were in Nathan's POV and we just see the sky.
Well,
you just see the sky.
And that's literally.
From his point of view as he's falling.
That's the game.
And then it cuts to his face as he's unconscious.
Yeah.
That must take place after he's either hit by a car or his face. Hit a crate, and he definitely did have a concussion.
He definitely did. Before he
missed,
right. That
dude
Chloe,
has brain
right?
damage.
It's gotta be.
He gotta have brain damage.
But in movies, you have brain. You can function highly with brain damage. That's the just movie magic.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you this. Somebody pointed this out to me. What happens? Though hell never falls out of place in these movies, too. Though hell is in the same position. Like, if you get your head hit, your hell is going to be like a little dislevel.
It's called hairspray.
Yeah, but still, it's like, with all that wind, come on, your hell is not going to stay the same.
It wasn't real wind, Michael. I know,
but I'm just saying that I always think about that. All these actors go to all these fight scenes and these explosions and these jumping out of planes or whatever.
The hell is in the same place. There's some movies where they do that well.
Yeah, they do it very well.
Or TV shows where they start with the character starts out with slicked back hair.
Look at right? Tom Cruise.
And then they go through a fight and then it's all in their face.
Yes.
Tom Cruise, definitely every other Jackie Chan movie he ever fucking did. Damn. Where's the fire, boys?
I mean, if I went my hair like that wind, my hair would, like, be... It would be all disleveled, and I don't know what I'd have to do.
I know my hair would be wet as fuck.
Yeah. Because you got moisture, you have different climates you're going through at a rapid pace. I mean, you could go from one end of the area to a warmer climate, to a colder climate. I don't know. I mean, just... I mean, I know when he falls the water off, because his hair is, like, matted down, you know, but... It just makes me think, like, it's so unrealistic, but because we don't want to see the hell get this level. I don't know.
That's that. I mean.
And they always get hit, and they get hit, they don't have a whole lot of blood or a whole lot of bruises or anything that's visible. And that's how they keep it PG-13, basically, when I think about it.
That's for sure.
Like the way they get hit in the face is like, it should knock out a tooth or break a nose or, I mean, if you hit your head... You should have some kind of bump, you know, at least. Like, depending on where you hit
No, it. Right, but bruises... Bruises aren't instant.
Well, true,
when,
true.
When you hit your head and get a bump, it takes, like, an hour...
And I mean that...
For a bruise or a bump to form.
And then that's following
not,
like, that...
That's not how bruises work, you know?
Yeah, and then following that whole thing, this line of thing is, like... Nathan did have, like, some cuts at the resort that they ended up swimming up to. And then talking to a random dude that was like, what happened to you guys?
And
I'm like,
Easter egg?
And that was the voice actor for Nathan Drake.
Okay, did you know that?
Yeah.
Chris okay. Nolan. Or is it? No, Nolan North.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of things.
He was also in Saints Row the Third. He did the voice of the male main character.
He's also in Young Justice, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he plays... Okay. He plays...
Is he Wally? I think he's Wally West.
He's...
Kid Flash.
Kid Flash and something else.
Probably someone else, but, you know, I mean, that's how it works in
definitely
the show.
Definitely Kid
One
Flash.
One person voices, like, 20 characters, but but I think he's mainly Kid Flash.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
definitely.
That was him, Nolan North. I recognize him on his voice alone. I didn't even, like... I did recognize him kind of from his face, because I looked him up on IMDb. But when I heard his voice, I was like, yep, that's... They gotta have that. They gotta have that little cameo.
They don't have to have but they had it. It made you happy.
I mean, no,
but for
mean,
some reason,
they,
not happy enough... Do not notice all these other weird things
they kinda
that
had
upset
to do,
you,
though.
Like the
I mean,
hair.
Audiences like to make
like
them
the hair wouldn't upset me too. Yeah. You know what upset me is how they're in the how Sully's in the fucking Papa John's, and it's got
funny.
Bulletproof glass. Are you fucking kidding? Well,
Papa John's?
Yeah.
When was this?
Wait. The you're mad that it is bulletproof or it's not bulletproof?
I'm mad that it is.
Because it's because they're trying to protect the wall, which is like it's an ancient wall.
But bulletproof?
It's because somebody's gonna shoot the wall. They don't want anyone to break the glass, to graffiti or vandalize this. You know, was this in France or Rome? I don't remember whether
it's Italy. I think
it's Italy.
Italy.
Yes,
okay,
definitely.
So this ancient Italian wall, this artifact, you know, it's very old.
Then why would
you
do a Papa John's?
It's a historical landmark.
Was it Italy or was it Rome?
Well, but Rome is Italy.
Rome is in Italy.
Oh, that's
Rome
right.
Was like
he's
the
got
kid, Rome was like the capital
Damn,
of Italy. So.
My dumb ass.
But, yeah, I think Papa John's wanted to buy the area around this, like, special historical wall.
Right.
And Rome was like, okay, you can have it. You have the space, Papa John's. Oh my God. But you have to put bulletproof glass in front of the wall so no one, like, fucks with it.
You gotta have, like, Little Caesars inside of the St. Peter's Cathedral, but you gotta have... I mean, come on, man.
But that's what I mean. Like, you gave these motherfuckers a whole fucking mausoleum for a nightclub that they're, like, vandalizing up and putting stickers on everything. But then you went and bought a fucking bulletproof glass for Papa John's? What the... It was bullet... Damn. He emptied the damn clip. That's the time, bro. That's our time, folks. Watch Uncharted. It's in theaters. This is Casey, Michael, and Sean. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I... have been any help to you at all, let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.
Uncharted. Hello guys, it is me, Casey Amoy, with Michael Newman here and Sean, and we're talking shit about Uncharted. Alright, so first things first, we're gonna go off the plot, we're gonna fire it off. Worth it?
Yeah. I think it was worth it. I think it's a good treasure hunt movie.
Definitely a good treasure hunt movie, I gotta agree. Nerd part of me technically hates it because it doesn't live with the video game at all. It just goes off on its own little tangent. But at the same time, it gives us like bits and pieces of what the video game is. And it's kind of exciting. So, yeah. I agree. I do like it.
Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
I don't know how to feel about it because I'm not really a fan of the game. I literally started playing like the very first 20 to 30 minutes on the PlayStation Now. And my network was so bad I couldn't play it for a while. But I feel like... I read that it was this movie was a prequel to the games. So, but why would they include something from the second or third game, that whole plane scene,
yeah,
into a prequel? That's what I'm asking. They only did that for fan service. That's how I feel about it. It's like, I understand you're calling it Uncharted, but make it something else without including those segments from the game to kind of build up to that eventually.
I mean, right.
That's what I always think they should have did, because that's the only reason why that movie sailed, because of that little reference at the plane scene.
And Tom Holland coming off fresh off of his Spider-Man No Way Home fame. No Way Home? Far From Home?
Well, yeah. No Way Home.
No Way Home.
In this one, there was No Way Home. In the last one, he could have gotten home. He was just far from it.
Yeah. Spider monkey.
Well, he technically was home,
but it wasn't our home, new home that forgot about him.
And now he's not home. He has a hideous Olivia's.
And then he was like, "Fuck being Spider Man. I'm Nathan Drake now." Like, all right, like, okay. So the acting, Tati Gabrielle. I love her fucking work.
Is that Chloe?
No, it's the other chick with Braddock.
She was scary.
She's scary as shit. She fucking owned
so
that.
Scary.
Is she the bad guy?
Woman? She's the bad guy. She was the one with the knife.
Yeah, she ended up being the main villain. She killed all the other villains. It was like, I'm the main villain now, bitches.
Yeah.
Which is, like I said, it runs in the vein of like what the video game was. Because that's like the third one. That's the third video game where Marlo is like, I like you. Now I shall poison you. Oh my God. Acting is on point. I dig it. I don't like Mark Wahlberg as Sully. Let's just be honest.
He's too young.
He's way too fucking young.
Oh, Sully, to be the game, Sully? He was old.
Yeah.
Sully's supposed to be old?
Sully's supposed to be old as shit.
Like, he's supposed to be like 50 or 40, 60, nearly 60.
And okay. I get that it's a prequel, but it's also like, you could have chose somebody else. You could have gone with... Damn, you technically could...
Willem Dafoe.
You could have gone with Willem Dafoe.
No, that would have been terrible.
Actually, you know what? You're right. He's too skinny and he's too, like, awkward. You know who would have really would have made it really great one? If they, like, younged up his face? Ron Perlman. Or wait, no. Scratch that. Fucking scratch that. David Harbour.
Okay, I guess he probably could have done it. I mean, he did Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
So, but they guy, I mean, that's, I think it's good... fine. I think there was enough of, you just need, he doesn't, why does he have to be that old? There just need to be a decent age gap.
He has to be 50 at least.
Like, no, he needs.
There just needs to be an age gap between Nathan and Sully.
Well, there was... you're right. I mean, there was like a reputable age gap when Sully first met Nathan Drake.
Mark Wahlberg is in his 40s. I mean, I want to look it up. I don't know exactly how old he is.
I think he's close to 50.
Like, but like he was close to 50.
So what? You just said 50s. He's close to 50.
Right. That's enough. The whole thing he looks young, and it's like
he works out.
That's the point. That's the point. Sully didn't work out. He had a belly on him.
Yeah, even as a young dude.
Well, who wants to see that in a movie? Who wants a fat dude running around pirate ships in a movie?
But like the whole thing was, is like he was just like he's like General MacArthur if he didn't have an army. He's basically General MacArthur if he didn't have a fucking army, and he smokes cigars all the fucking time, and he always says "goddamn"
in the video games.
Okay. His nickname is Victor Goddamn Sullivan. This is all he fucking does. He's like, "God damn it, kid, I'm too old for this shit. But I know how to fly a plane." Like, that's his fucking
rated?
Game.
I'm sorry, how's the game rated, though? Is the game rated M?
Or mature?
Mature?
No.
It's either T or M.
I think it's rated T.
Okay, so it's rated
I think T. M is... I think it just went rated M when it turned into Thief's End. Because then that shit got dark.
So T is equivalent to PG-13 in the film, and M is rated to, like, R. So, this movie was PG-13, right?
Yeah.
This movie is definitely PG-13. Sean is looking it up.
Looking up Mark Wahlberg. He was born in 1971.
You looking up Mark? You still out here defending this motherfucker.
He's
defending Marky. I punched someone and threw them down the steps, Wahlberg. Not no Victor goddamn... You know what? I'll take Patrick Stewart as Victor goddamn Sullivan.
Guys, no. You need somebody... They wanted somebody that could do the stunts, okay? Mark Wahlberg does his own stunts, I'm pretty sure. Don't you want someone in this movie that can do their own stunts?
Tom Holland does his stunts? I don't like seeing... Yeah, he definitely does.
I don't like seeing old dudes in action movies. It's boring, and it doesn't look fun, and it actually kind of does feel painful. I'm like, they're going to hurt themselves. I'm worried about them.
Does Scully do any action in the game, though? Because I know in the first game, he saves... Nathan Drake from, like, when you're being ambushed on the boat.
Actually, he does. I think you're right. Because then that's how I felt about Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford being called all the way back to do Crystal Skull. That shit was hard to watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, people are mad that that Harrison Ford is still doing those movies and he's super old, but now you want somebody else just as old to do your Uncharted movie?
They
could have given Liam Neeson. You gotta make up your mind.
Actually, you know what? I would have watched it if it was Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is definitely somebody who would have done his own stunts, and he does have an age gap.
Because, I mean, his new movie...
look at this, y'all, if you can see Sean's face. He's really trying to not go with it.
I can see him. Just imagine him shooting the bad guys with the treasure.
I would fucking believe him.
Stupid.
If you could get him to drop his accent, holy shit.
Okay, I need you to, one, listen to my instructions precisely.
God damn it, kid. And give him a goddamn cigar. It's sold.
Because he did
18. And give him a mustache. Holy fuck. Right.
He did 18 good. 18.
He does 8.
Okay, here's the difference, guys. Here's the difference.
All right.
We're not Brady Cooper.
Liam Neeson doesn't sell tickets anymore. Sorry. He's not a list. Mark Wahlberg right now is killing it. Okay. Liam Neeson is not. They want
it because of Transformers.
He's not as.
It's not because of Transformers.
Michael Bay.
What are you talking about? No. How many movies was Mark Wahlberg in like the past year? I mean, he's in a priest movie right now. He was in Infinity.
He was in Infinity.
Yeah, and he was in.
But then again, who the fuck saw Infinity?
Well, people that have Paramount Plus.
I guess so.
He's in a movie called Stew something.
Yeah, he's in Father's Stew. Which kind of feels like hella... It feels hella predictable. Like, he's a gangster who probably, like, got into too hard in the criminal world, so he needed to hide in the church.
Oh my God, they should have definitely.
And then he becomes a part of the man of the cloth, so then you actually believe him to be a priest, but then he's a priest that'll beat the shit out of you. It feels that fucking predictable. I'm not even gonna cap. But then again, this is the podcast where I am the guy that will eat my words when I watch a review. You know what I mean? Because I also want to watch some really good stories. Anywho, I accept Sully with Mark Wahlberg, because then he did eventually get his mustache, and it's like, you know what? I can see it.
I don't know why I was defending him, because I don't like his acting. I don't like the banter.
What?
I didn't like the banter between him and Tom Holland.
It feels way too planned. It feels deadpan between the two of them.
I don't know. The dumbest part is where they're trying to unlock the crosses, right? And they ask Sully, hey, how do we do it? Do we do clockwise or counterclockwise? And he's like, clockwise. And then makes the arrow shoot out. And they're like, what are you, clockwise? What happened? He's like, well, you gotta be careful, man. I don't have my glasses on. I'm okay, like, what is going on?
Do you know National Treasure? Why is he
mad?
Yeah.
That had more thought in the puzzles than this movie. This movie, they literally just do one or two things, and then all of a sudden the door just opens, and they're in a dance studio.
Okay, now that technically I have to disagree there.
Okay.
Kind of.
How did they get into a
okay,
dance?
Okay, we'll see. We'll check it out. With National Treasure, I see where you're going with this. So with National Treasure, those puzzles were really thought out. But then Nicolas Cage also ended up in a fucking gift shop trying to buy the actual American Constitution for the same price of buying the printed one.
He should have been
so like thing. That shit was pretty funny. You know, it makes sense. And then I could technically buy the fact that, I don't know, Europe would randomly find the tomb or a little mausoleum underground, and instead of respecting the dead, they turn that shit into a club. I could see that. Okay. That makes sense. But it's like, yeah, I can see that. I can see where you're saying where it just felt a little simple. Because then you're playing it in the games, and the shit is hard as fuck. Like, I remember, like, just, like, mental sweating it out and, like, rage quitting a couple times before I gave up and watched it on YouTube to find the answer.
I mean, that's how I play video games. That's why I don't play video games that often, because that's literally...
Assassin's Creed was like that for a while for me. I had to YouTube it. That shit was quick at that time. But I remember there was a puzzle, so I didn't play Uncharted for like, I didn't play it no longer than 30 minutes. But I had that one puzzle at the very beginning that was hard, where you had to kind of knock down all four pillars.
Yeah.
And I got frustrated at one point. I was like, okay, this is me YouTube this, because I'm not about to, because my connection was really bad on PlayStation Now, and eventually I couldn't play it because I just can't play it. Because my connection, but
shit, that's what I did with Batman. That's what I'm
talking about. Like, why in movies do they have to literally,
like, spoon feed
you, like you're a baby? Like, it should be like National Treasure, kind of like how, you know, like they did the bell scene.
Yeah,
that was like you can tell they put creativity in the writing. They tied the bell with the presidents and everything, and the presidents were keeping some secret, and then all of a sudden it has this underground water thing that ends up being this labyrinth. That does, I forgot what exactly, but that movie of National Treasure 1 and 2, I think was one of Nick Cage's best movies because of how they sold the whole treasure finding mystery puzzle solving thing.
Yeah.
I felt like that's what Uncharted should be.
It's basically about, it's about history. History.
Of course.
For sure.
But
Uncharted, and I was also going to, like, in that same vein, Saw. Like, the early versions of Saw made you fucking think, bro.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, you were stuck in there thinking to yourself, like, first of all, I don't want to be in this situation, but yo, where is the key? Do let it go down the drain in the very first part of it? You know what I mean? Like Saw had some thought to their puzzles until people started piecing together slowly who the hell was supposed to be to blame and who the fuck John Kramer was until we eventually figured the fuck out.
He's lying now the whole time, playing this.
Right. Amazing. You know what I mean? Sure. Give some thought. So, you know what I mean?
It's true. So look, guys, this movie, it is. So you're saying it's more of an action movie
than it was an Indiana Jones. Still
a treasure hunting movie. Still a treasure hunting movie. There is more action than there is solving puzzles. But there's still treasure. They still find it.
They still find it, and Yeah. Again,
look, it could have been, if they put in more puzzles, it would have been longer.
Could I ask you this? How do y'all feel that it's compared to the Tomb Raider that came out in 2018?
You don't want that many puzzles in that one.
That wasn't that many puzzles, but like, I felt
that
like,
was next to nothing but action at that point.
I don't know how to feel about that one, because okay, so I'm not trying to talk about with Tomb Raider, but like Tomb Raider compared to Uncharted, because they're both similar games where you climb and do parkour
It wasn't action as in like one like shooting or fighting. It was a survival movie.
Oh, okay. Like the game, the first game, yeah. Like a survival movie.
And that's like the game too. You know, the game is all about like, oh, can I get? I'm falling down a waterfall. That sucks.
Yeah, that.
You
part
know, I'm trying to cross this plane. Oh, it broke. And yeah, I mean,
and I saw on YouTube how, like, I've been saying that people want exact duplicate, but then somebody said, so fans, people don't want an exact duplicate because they can literally just play the game.
Play the game again. Yeah, they just want, watch the cutscenes.
They want a mode of that, but with something kind of different. And, like, because you don't want to give them, you kind of go half and half, but you got to have a balance. That's kind of how the first Sonic was. And it's kind of a balance between the TV shows and the game, but they're kind of mashing them together in like a balanced way to where you can respect the character, but you don't feel like you're in a game the entire time.
Yeah, here's another analogy. Superhero movies, people are all like, oh, why didn't you just do an adaptation of this episode from this cartoon I liked when I was a kid? Like, no. Just watch that episode again. Like,
that's,
like,
really
that's
true.
Not interesting or fun.
I get it.
Why would a screenwriter want to do that? Why would you hire a screenwriter to be like, hey, play this game and then just write dialogue? Like,
I mean, they did that shit with Harry Potter, and when they hired Steve Kovacs to like semi butcher the series, but then like it was hard to like kind of pair it up when you're the person who read all the books to find out like little bits and pieces like that were dropped away were actually pretty important, and they were hard to like kind of tie back to the story. Mm. Like the biggest thing in Harry Potter is the fact that Fred and George only got their joke shop because Harry actually had winnings from the Triwizard Tournament.
That wasn't in the movie, was it?
It wasn't.
Okay. I remember reading that. Yeah, he gave them the winnings.
He gave them their winnings. He gave them his winnings. So then they ended up building up a joke shop, which then turned into like a really nice profitable business for them. Harry ends up being like a chief investor to like one of the biggest joke shops in the wizarding world. But then somehow that joke shop ends up helping Draco Malfoy escape and recreate the whole new black dark ages in the wizarding world altogether. Because then he ends up buying like the Peruvian like powder of darkness or what have you. And like it fooled these other people and they couldn't even shoot spells into it. I'm getting mad specific. But it's like... I remember that like being like a really pivotal part of plot. And like when you drop little tidbits of that I think that's where I'm coming from. Is like maybe I don't necessarily want like the exact same thing that I played in the video game, but I want bits and pieces that made the video game great. And you don't have to have every iota or detail.
Yeah.
You just needed the key parts in order to retell a really great story to get everyone interested in it. And they're like, and it would kind of create the conversation of like, huh, so is this what the video games were like? And it's like, yeah. So then all of a sudden your parents are playing video games with you trying to figure out, was it like the movie or not? And it like creates an interesting thing. Yeah. Instead, it creates like a weird debate, which happened to me, personal story.
About, so this is how what you do with your time? No wonder you're into this. You
know? Right.
Because they blame you for like video games can make you procrastinate like crazy.
Yeah.
And you're in college or high school and you're playing these games and like, why are you constantly failing or staying up late? And then they go see this movie. You're like, this is what my son has been doing. Oh, now I understand.
Now I understand. You know what? That F was worth it. Like,
I get it.
Yeah. But it's 6 years too late, Mom. I'm a loser in your basement. Like, on some real shit. Like, I mean, you could have, like, I would have, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. And I guess it's like, that's where I come from with Uncharted. It's not, it kind of fucks with me because I also look at Mark Wahlberg and I can't help but think of him from The Other Guys and fucking, it's him from The Other Guys, four brothers. Him from like fucking Entourage. He was in Entourage.
Yeah. What about Challenge Job? Those are the his Challenge performances that stick out to you. That's when you think about Goldberg. That's what you think of right away.
He's always action based. He always has like this Boston accent. He's always like chill as fuck until like things like go left.
Yeah,
I think other guys is where he like had some like deviation because they made him do ballet.
Is he like he's kind of like an Italian? Like, he kind of sounds Italian.
He sounds like an Italian.
Like he's a mafia. Like kind of like how we're supposed to go left. What are you nuts?
Right. You know, like he sounds like James Gandolfini's son. Like
his adopted son. Should be in the Godfather kind of.
Should have been in the Godfather remake. Like seriously.
Kind of like I saw the movie for Sopranos, the prequel to that.
Saints of New York,
and I'm thinking.
Mark should have been in that.
Mark should have been there. He has a very good Italian accent.
He could have blended in that bitch. Fuck.
He could be like a kind of like a.
Hey Tony, how's it going?
Like
doing
a Scarface kind of character, you know, like not exactly, but like a friend of Scarface or something. Like they would do.
How you doing?
I don't know. A Scarface. He could be like an influence.
I think the other thing I hated about this Sully was that he didn't have like a bad Hawaiian shirt.
He didn't have one in the last scene.
He had a cat.
Yeah, and he had a fucking cat.
Where'd that come from?
Where the fuck did the cat come from?
He had all these apps on his phone. Like, where did that come from? You got Tinder. What is wrong? Oh my god, Facebook and all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand. Are you guys upset at these funny jokes that aren't from the video game? They're jokes that they added in. You know, the screenwriters have, you know, a creative freedom that allows them to be creative and add in their own jokes and details.
I'll tell you what. I feel that frustration. I tell you what, I did like some of them. I like the jokes where Sully has all of his apps open and one of them happens to be Tinder.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm happy with the fact that Sully is the one dude that keeps trying to tell Nathan Drake to stop fucking drinking. And it's funny because Sully's the one who does the drinking and runs off with the alcohol. And it's hilarious because now it's like Nate is this young kid who works as a bartender and he can't keep his fucking mouth off a bottle.
I do like how Nathan Drake just slick steals from people. Like
he steals from everyone.
He steals from that girl. Like you know, like when he says it's on daddy's money. Like that got to me when he said that, because that's how I'd be thinking about a lot of people, like that are privileged. He'd be thinking like, oh no, it doesn't matter. It's on daddy's money anyway.
Right.
Like, well, it just takes.
Or when Nathan like steals his fucking wallet. Or when he's like telling Nathan to not put his hand up to his ear like he's in the goddamn movies, like that is funny. Like I'll hand it to him.
He does it again, I think.
Or when he like roasts Nate every single time for falling for Chloe, which is hilarious because it's like,
well, because he was telling his friend, she's your friend, dude. Why are you being such a dick?
I mean, there's that
about your friend. Like,
it's like I'm gonna watch you. I'm gonna come down there for my cross.
It's not like they both just met. If they both just met, then you could make fun of him for falling for this girl. It is like she's your friend. Stop being such a dick.
I kind of have something to say about how they meet at the bar. The way they talk is kind of like they, like the actors knew each other for a while. And yeah. I wanted the characters to be like they just met. Act like people that just met. Don't be like, well, you know, if you're gonna still do this, like, don't act so cool with them.
He knows Chloe.
Oh, okay.
And he does know Chloe, and Chloe knows Nate's brother.
Yeah, but you don't know Nate. It's like you know of Nate,
but
you don't know like enough to like honestly be like, okay, I still need to kind of be careful because this guy, because anybody can change in the amount of time.
Yeah,
you still have to be kind of precautious of how you approach somebody. He just kind of like chilling out at the bar like, I know you, kid, man. I know you like...
Well, no, it's because he's trying to manipulate it.
That part...
To manipulate somebody, you act like you know them.
And I guess that's just the dramatic in me, like, going in that vein. Like,
yeah.
I totally dig that part about Mark Wahlberg being Sully. He's constantly playing him.
Yes. He's...
You have to act when you
want to con somebody... You act like you're best friends. You act like you've known them for years, even if you haven't. It's an act.
Yeah.
For sure. I agree. There was funny jokes, and there are like really great aspects to Mark Wahlberg Sonny. Mark Wahlberg Sully that I really liked. I love Chloe.
Yes.
Definitely love Chloe. She's a knockout.
I wish she had a better ending.
About Antonio Banderas' character? I feel like,
well, he was fucked fine. From the start. He just
died right away.
He was also predictably bad. Not like bad as in acting, but he's predictably steel-veined antagonist.
I didn't expect him to die so quick, but I thought he was going to be at the end.
Yeah, but then I also didn't... And speaking of his death, I didn't even realize how much of a wimp he really was when you put it together.
Well, he's a rich dude. Yeah. All he's got is money. He pays people to be tough for him.
Yeah. It's like that guy that said a Scottish welcome, and I found it funny because Tom Holland is Scottish. So naturally, he should understand what he was saying.
Come on, that was funny.
That was funny.
I still don't understand you. Dude, you're Scottish.
He's like, proper Scottish welcome? Like,
what? You're saying
it. It's perfect.
It is funny. Even in the trailer, that was funny. He's like, what?
That shit is perfect. Oh my god. Costuming, costuming, hands down, best on a video game movie ever.
Wasn't he dressed just like Nathan Drake in the game?
That's what I'm saying. You walk that into that. Thank you. Thank you, writers of Uncharted. Fuck y'all, but thank you.
The one thing, yeah.
Because then he went from, being, this little kid in sneakers to, I'm Nathan motherfucking Drake.
I've got this cool...
I got my gunsling.
Yeah.
I know how to target. I can shoot my angles.
I know.
Fuck you.
I know how cannon works.
Yeah.
I know how the cannon works. I didn't even think it would work. I literally thought they were going to smack into each other.
What about the whole plane scene, I don't know. I've watched it on YouTube, a comparison, but, he says, oh, come on, and the whole
car smacking into him. That shit's perfect.
But the slow motion and they're talking while they're falling like that.
That was shot really well. Really? I think
That's the part that's really about the game, that the game did. You jump out of a plane with no parachute, and these motherfuckers are having a whole conversation in free fall.
And then she just dives hold on, and she just goes forward, and I'm like, man.
The one thing that I think is hella inaccurate is how Nate, jumps toward one of the fucking crates, and he fully hits his head, and he's still conscious. Yeah, what the fuck?
But the other guys are falling off and stuff, they get hit, and they go
That shit is always funny, every time you shot one of them motherfuckers, they just... They die funny.
Well, that's kind of reminds me of Saints Row. There's a moment in Saints Row the third game when you're jumping down from a parachute and you have to shoot at the bad guys, and that whole scene reminds me of that Saints Row the third. It's at the beginning.
Course. Or that in fucking you watch action movies and you watch them, the protagonist get into a fight with a random bad guy, and then they're like, he throws the bad guy onto some train tracks, and you hear the little scream. That shit is also funny.
I forgot what it's called. They use it a lot.
Wilhelm Scream?
Scream.
It's constant,
Was there one in this movie?
There was one in this movie.
There was at least... There's gotta be at least one.
It showed up twice. Sully, knocked the fuck out of somebody with his bag of gold. That shit was funny. Yeah.
Oh, you mean at the end when he...
The ships and
he's like, no, not this.
Oh, yeah.
No, my gold.
And he fucking slaps him with it.
And then freaking Nathan just pulls it out of his butt. The gold he was pulling out of his pants or shirt or whatever was way too big to be hiding whatever he was hiding it.
Yeah. I love their banter at the end. It just felt natural in the end.
You're right. In the end, it wasn't that annoying. But towards the middle, it was annoying.
It's like having a forced comedy hour. It's like Spirals, the Book of Saw, with Chris Rock.
Oh, right,
yeah. Yeah, Chris Rock as a comedian in horror is, funny, but then not, because it's,
It's not memorable.
It's memorable, but it's, nigga, can you just solve the mystery? Can you just solve... Solve who's doing this? Stop throwing jokes. But I will admit, even some of those jokes had me laughing. I watched that a couple days back. Where he was talking to Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson was his dad in that movie. He's like, man, we live in the same building, Pop. I walked out one day and you gave me the head nod up. We were two random dudes in the mall. That shit was fucking...
Yeah.
But yeah, anywho, costuming, I love it. I loved it for the fact that they finally dressed Nate. The musical score, definitely, like, predictably awesome. Cinematography?
That was, like I said, the plane scene was really good. The very beginning, I think you didn't see that very beginning scene. The very beginning starts with the plane scene. I think there was a really cool POV shot where we were in Nathan's POV and we just see the sky.
Well, you just see the
sky.
And that's literally...
From his point of view as he's falling.
That's the game. And then it cuts
to his face as he's unconscious.
Yeah.
That must take place after he's either hit by a car or his face hit a crate. And he definitely did have a concussion.
He definitely did. Before he messed up. Dude has brain
damage.
It's gotta be.
He gotta have brain damage.
But in movies, you have brain. You can function highly with brain damage. That's just movie magic.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you this. Somebody pointed this out to me. What happens, though, hell never falls out of place in these movies, too. Though hell is in the same position. Like, if you get your head hit, your hell is going to be, like, a little dislevel.
It's called hairspray.
Yeah, but still, it's like, with all that wind, come on, your hell is not going to stay the same.
It wasn't real wind, Michael. I know,
but I'm just saying that I always think about that. All these actors go to all these fight scenes and these explosions and these... jumping out of planes or whatever.
There's hell movies.
Is in the same place.
There's some movies where they do that well.
Yeah, they do it very well.
Or TV shows where they start with the character starts out with slicked back hair.
Look at Tom Cruise.
And then they go through a fight and then it's all in their face.
Yes.
Tom Cruise, definitely every other Jackie Chan movie he ever fucking did. Damn. Where's the fire, boys?
I mean, if I went my hair like that wind, my hair would, like, be... It would be all just leveled, and I don't know what I'd have to do.
I know my hair would be wet as fuck.
Yeah. Because you got moisture, you have different climates you're going through at a rapid pace. I mean, you could go from one end of the area to a warmer climate, to a colder climate. I don't know. I mean, just... I mean, I know when he falls the water off, because his hair is, like, matted down, you know, but... It just makes me think, like, it's so unrealistic, but because we don't want to see the hell get this level. I don't know.
That's that. I mean.
And they always get hit, and they get hit, they don't have a whole lot of blood or a whole lot of bruises or anything that's visible. And that's how they keep it PG-13, basically, when I think about it.
That's for sure.
Like, the way they get hit in the face is, like, it should knock out a tooth or break a nose or, I mean, if you hit your head... You should have some kind of bump, you know, at least. Like, depending on where you hit it.
No, right, but bruises aren't instant.
Well, true,
when,
true.
When you hit your head and get a bump, it takes like an hour.
And I mean that
for a bruise or a bump to form.
And then
that's not how bruises work, you know.
Yeah, and then following that whole thing, this line of thing is like, Nathan did have, like, some cuts at the resort that they ended up swimming up to. And then talking to a random dude that was like, what happened to you guys?
Was that Easter egg?
And that was the voice actor for Nathan Drake.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan. Or is it? No, Nolan North.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of things.
He was also in Saints Row the Third. He did the voice of the male main character.
He's also in Young Justice, isn't he?
Yes, he plays... Okay. He plays...
Is he Wally? I think he's Wally. I think he's Wally West. Kid Flash.
Kid Flash and something else.
Probably someone else, but, you know, I mean, that's how it works in
definitely
the show.
Definitely Kid
One
Flash.
One person voices, like, 20 characters, but but I think he's mainly Kid Flash.
Yeah, definitely.
That was him, Nolan North. I recognize him on his voice alone. I didn't even, like... I did recognize him kind of from his face, because I looked him up on IMDb. But when I heard his voice, I was like, yep, that's... They gotta have that. They gotta have that little cameo.
They don't have to have but they had it. It made you happy.
I mean, no,
but for
mean,
some reason,
they,
not happy enough to not notice all these other weird things
they kinda
that
had
upset
to do with
you,
though.
Like the
I mean,
hair.
The audiences like to make
like
them
the hair wouldn't upset me too.
Yeah.
You know what upset me is how they're in the how Sully's in the fucking Papa John's, and
that
it's got
funny.
Bulletproof glass. Are you fucking kidding?
Well, Palpatine's?
Yeah.
When was this?
Wait. The you're mad that it is bulletproof or it's not bulletproof?
I'm mad that it is.
Because it's because they're trying to protect the wall, which is like a, you know, it's an ancient
but
wall.
Bulletproof?
It's yeah, because somebody's gonna shoot the wall. They don't want anyone to break the glass, to graffiti or vandalize this. You know, was this in France or Rome? I don't remember.
It's Italy, I think.
It's Italy.
Okay, definitely Italy. So this ancient Italian wall, this artifact, you know, it's very old.
Then why would you build a Papa John's?
It's a historical landmark.
Was it Italy or was it Rome?
Well, but Rome is Italy.
Rome is in Italy.
Oh, so that's
Rome
right.
Was like Rome was like the capital
damn,
of Italy. So.
My dumb ass.
But yeah, I think Papa John's wanted to buy the area around this like special historical wall.
Right.
And Rome was like, okay, you can have it. You can have the space, Papa John's.
Oh my God.
But you have to put bulletproof glass in front of the wall so no one like fucks with it.
You gotta have like Little Caesars inside of the St. Peter's Cathedral, but you gotta have. I mean, come on, man.
But that's what I mean. Like, you gave these motherfuckers a whole fucking mausoleum for a nightclub that they're like vandalizing up and putting stickers on everything, but then you went and bought a fucking bulletproof glass for Papa John's? What the. It was bullet. Damn. He emptied the damn clip. That's the time, bro. That's our time, folks. Watch Uncharted. It's in theaters. This is Casey, Michael, and Sean. Thank you so much. Goodbye.